On. You know the words.
Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. Pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. Cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till find a cool new sound and you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. One year they repossess your truck, and the next you make a couple million bucks. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump campaign said the joke does not reflect the views of former President Trump or the campaign. It happened during a rally in New York City last night.
For nearly 5 hours, an array of speakers fired up the crowd inside of Madison Square Garden. But it was this statement that caused instant vitriol.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Tony Hinchcliffe is a comedian and podcaster, and his remarks set off an avalanche of criticism.
ABC's Joe Torres. In the coming week, McDonald's plans to return the Quarter Pounder sandwich in 13 states where it pulled it from its menus after at least 75 people were sickened by E. coli traced to onions on the sandwich. The United Nations Security Council to meet today after Israel's attack Friday on Iran, which targeted air defense and missile production. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November milk down 13 to 2014. December down 20 to 2020. January and February down 21. January at 1999. February 1962. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down a half to 187. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 190. 2 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 4 and a half to 269 and a half. 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 and a half to 137 and a half. 2 trades on the day. Dryway steady at 16 and a half. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly lower. Feeder cattle were mixed higher in the nearbys, lower in deferreds. Now, the cattle on feed report did provide some pressure to the cattle markets. Box beef prices were higher, helping to provide some support to at least the feeder cattle markets. Lower grain markets also helping with the feeder cattle side of things. Hog markets moving mostly higher as there was a spike in the carcass prices of $3.40, and that helped to support the hog markets. October live cattle up 40 cents to 189.70. October feeder cattle up 22 cents to 249.62. December hogs up $1.02 to 79.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. A lot of profit taking ahead of the weekend, along with that harvest pressure. Even though the export wire was active for corn and beans, 136,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico, while 116,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat also lower due to the lower European wheat prices. December corn down 6.25 to 4.15.25. New crop 25 down 2.75 to 4.40.75. November beans down 8.5 to 9.87.75. New crop 25 down 3.5 to 10.32.75. December wheat down 12.5 to 5.69. Minneapolis wheat December down 12.75 to 6.05.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 345, December 350, January 354, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 903, December 913, January 918, new crop 25, 943. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 350.25, November 355.25, December 365.25, January 376.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 363, December 380, January 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound a cash in November corn 363, cash beans 912, January 917. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 365, new crop 25, 391. Cash beans at 88, new crop 25 at 943. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 376, November 376, April 413, new crop 25402, cash beans 950, November 953, April 990, new crop 25974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, January 368, cash beans 915, January 925. Cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 179, market cows 106 to 126, bulls 131 to 159, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 200 to 375, Holstein steers 180 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 87 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 150 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. The FDA has not approved or substantiated these claims.
Mark, you're late again.
Sorry, I just don't have the energy I did a few years ago.
It'd be low testosterone.
Low T?
It happens, especially after 40. I was feeling the same way, so I started taking enclomiphene from Zelthy. It helps boost testosterone and made a huge difference for me.
I thought testosterone replacement therapies had risks.
This isn't testosterone replacement therapy. There's no injections. It's a simple daily pill that boosts your body's natural production of testosterone.
This helps you?
Enclomiphene can double your testosterone levels. I'm building lean muscle and cutting down weight. I'm also sleeping better, plus other benefits in the bedroom. It's easy to try. Plus, send them a text right now and get 40% off.
Text STEPS to 200-300 to find out if you qualify for enclomiphene from Zelthy. It can double your testosterone levels, so don't wait. Text STEPS to 200-300 right now and get 40% off. It's 100% online and ships directly to your door. Text STEPS to 200-300. That's STEPS to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high near 80. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Wednesday, 72. And then it does get quite a bit cooler later this week. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Who's been, have your boots been under? Hey! Who's been, have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder?
She's the one that you've been missing, baby.
ring. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? And this time did it feel like thunder? Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder?
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Me and the boys that I knew in school, 30 years old, stubborn as a herd of mules. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Load up the cars and ride around. we go to town. Here we talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be. And boys and girls, the phone rings, it's a call of the wild. In the clothes we wear have finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. When we talk too slow, drive too fast, we're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be, the boys and me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown and the boys and me here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid 40s across the region this morning. Going to see some warmer temperatures here, at least for the first part of the week, and then some showers and storms on the way. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll be chatting with the Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. I had a chance to talk with him on Friday, get an update on the new building that Farmers Union has in Chippewa Falls, plus an update on the Pure Prairie poultry situation as well. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Renewable Fuels Association has new officers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Jeff Eastman of Etzlin Bio of Johnson Creek was selected as the new chair of the Renewable Fuels Association. He says there are a lot of challenges facing the ethanol industry.
The upcoming election, I think, will be pivotal for the ethanol industry. Regardless of who wins, we need to immediately establish relationships with the new leaders in Washington. The first 6 months of any new administration really are... These guys are trying to learn as much as we're trying to teach them. It's very chaotic, I guess. But I think organizations like the Renewable Fuels Association excel at getting out there and making those connections with the right policymakers.
The industry needs guidance on future tax credits to promote the sustainable aviation fuel industry.
On top of that, everyone talks about it, and it's a 45Z tax credit. Gosh, we need clarity in that. I mean, part of the Inflation Reduction Act is crucial incentive for the ethanol industry, but much remains unclear. Preserving and gaining further guidance on 45Z and other IRA credits is essential to promote our industry's growth. We're at a critical juncture where more specific direction from the IRS is necessary. Along with that, the expansion of E15, the momentum has been amazing and the shift that we've seen, but we got to get legislation. We got to capitalize on the progress.
Eastman says the ethanol industry is in a rebound phase and exports are the bright spot.
This continued boom in ethanol exports has been a vital factor in maintaining the balance in the markets. And it's imperative that we continue to grow these international opportunities. And knowing that, the RFA recently joined the Climate Ethanol Alliance, which is a global organization that promotes ethanol. It's not necessarily a trade organization. We're not trying to compete with any other folks, but it shows the benefits of ethanol on a global perspective and how it relates to some of the decisions that are made at IEA, FAO, and other global organizations. We need to have a place in this global dialogue.
That's Joel Eastman, the new chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high near 80. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Wednesday, 72. And then it does get quite a bit cooler later this week. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your
vision in white. And I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tracy Byrd holding heaven here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. Temperatures low to mid 40s across the region this morning. The 2024 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections are beginning November 4th. That will be next Monday. Ballots will be mailed out to eligible voters. The deadline to return ballots to local FSA office is December 2nd. County Committee members are an important component of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the agriculture community and USDA. So farmers, be looking for those county committee election ballots here coming out after next Monday. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. A draft of the 2025 Dietary Guidelines was released last week from the USDA and HHS, and the administration's push for more plant-based food in American diets was roundly criticized by both meat eaters and the livestock industry. I'll have the details after this. Matt Baker, Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Akron, Kentucky, joined me on Agronomy for Your Acres to discuss harvest progress in his part of the Commonwealth and how farmers are preparing for 2025.
We're probably 60 to 70% done with our corn harvest. Corn yields, a lot of my customers, I think, are pleasantly surprised with their corn yields. They're slightly above average or above expectations. Our soybean harvest is probably 40 to 50% complete. Soybean yields are good, but not anything to write home about.
What's on growers' minds as you talk to them in the combine?
We're talking fall fertility. We've started picking up our grid sampling quite a bit. When we grid sample a field, we will break it up into 5-acre grids. It gives us a higher detailed view of how fertility and pH and all of these factors vary in a field. It gives us a much higher and much more precise idea of what's happening and how things are varying in the field, and helps us unlock some nutrients also that are either lacking or tied up, and allows us to correct those.
You can learn more about improving your fertility plans at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Every 5 years, the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services release their Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and the next update is scheduled for 2025. While the final update is still months away, a proposal for the new rules was released last week, and it stirred up some strong reactions. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, RCAF, and the National Pork Producers Federation have all raised concerns regarding proposed limits on red and processed meats.
Each of these groups argue that the new draft guidelines are based more on recent public trends and less on scientific evidence related to nutrient-rich diets. Following the release, the NCBA emphasized the nutritional importance of beef, which it argues offers essential nutrients that are often unrepresented in other protein sources. In response to the draft guidelines, the NCBA pointed out that plant-based foods already account for over 70% of the average American diet, a percentage that has increased along with a slew of health concerns. They argue that this balance demonstrates an existing lean toward plant-based foods in American diets, making further reductions in meat recommendations unnecessary and potentially harmful to meeting nutritional needs. The National Pork Producers Federation is equally vocal. They point out that pork provides key nutrients like B vitamins, iron, and zinc, which support health and wellness across various age groups. Leadership fears these new recommendations could hurt U.S. pork producers if they lead to reduced demand in the federal nutrition programs and beyond. These industry voices are advocating for what they call a, quote, science-based approach to food policy, noting that excessive limitations on red meat can overlook vital dietary components, particularly for specific groups like children, elderly adults, and those with higher protein requirements. RCAF has gone even further. They're calling the guidelines a, quote, government-driven attempt to shift diets and expressed worry over the potential impact on the family rancher across the country. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
As of now, the 2025 dietary guidelines are still in the proposal stage. The final version won't be expected until early next year. Livestock producers, meat processing companies, and big fans of barbecue will have a chance to comment directly on that final rule once it's published, but until then, they should continue talking to both the public at large and their elected representatives about the importance of meat in America's diets. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks for listening.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stopped, opt out. The FDA has not approved or substantiated these claims.
Mark, you're late again.
Sorry, I just don't have the energy I did a few years ago.
Could be low testosterone.
Low T?
It happens, especially after 40. I was feeling the same way, so I started taking enclomiphene from Zelthy. It helps boost testosterone and made a huge difference for me.
I thought testosterone replacement therapies had risks.
This isn't testosterone replacement therapy. There's no injections. It's a simple daily pill that boosts your body's natural production. Of testosterone.
This helps you?
Enclomiphene can double your testosterone levels. I'm building lean muscle and cutting down weight. I'm also sleeping better, plus other benefits in the bedroom. It's easy to try. Plus, send them a text right now and get 40% off.
Text STEPS to 200-300 to find out if you qualify for enclomiphene from Zelthy. It can double your testosterone levels, so don't wait. Text STEPS to 200-300 right now and get 40% off. It's 100% online and ships directly to your door. Text STEPS to 200-300. That's STEPS to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Somebody here trying to take her away from me. chance to alibis? Is it just my imagination, or has her love turned into lies? There's a stranger in my house, somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away. A stranger in my house, somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
For a good time, I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. Cause I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up now. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Oh, yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, a good time.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Discussions continue about ways to prevent farmers and their animals from being abandoned by processing companies, like what happened with Pure Prairie Poultry. Darren Von Ruden, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union, says Farmers Union is looking at other possibilities.
You know, still looking at what other possibilities are going down the road, because this incident, it's very unfortunate that it happened. It shouldn't have happened. There should be some more guidance, or at least a process that would allow the processors or the farmers to make sure that animals are taken care of for the purpose that they're being raised for.
And Von Ruden says Farmers Union is talking with the Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa Departments of Agriculture and discussing ideas to prevent this from happening again. Drought conditions are increasing across portions of Minnesota. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map shows that nearly 43% of that state is experiencing severe drought. That's up from just over 28% last week. The area of severe drought stretches from the northeastern tip of Minnesota into north central and western Minnesota. Severe drought has also expanded to parts of 13 counties in the southwestern corner of Minnesota. 86% of Minnesota is experiencing moderate to severe drought. Agricultural programs at the University of Wisconsin-River Falls have placed first and second nationally in recent college rankings, evidence of the university's renowned agricultural coursework. The university's dairy science program is the top program of its kind among U.S. colleges, that according to College Raptor, a college search and comparison organization. UW-River Falls placed second nationally in the best colleges for animal science general category, placing behind only Kansas State and ahead of larger universities well known for their strong agricultural programs. UW-River Falls also received high national rankings in other categories as well. The university ranked 7th in the agriculture teacher education category, 17th in agronomy and crop sciences, 35th in food sciences, and 62nd in the best college for agriculture category. The rankings are based on multiple factors, including the number of degrees awarded, acceptance rate, the cost of attending college, and the median starting salary. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and the Badger State Sheriffs Association are announcing a new partnership addressing the critical issue of mental health in rural communities. The collaboration will expand the reach of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Farm Neighbors Care campaign, which focuses on promoting wellness and supporting farmers and their families in times of need. Through the partnership, county sheriffs across the state will have access to resources for those who may be facing mental health struggles, including farmers, veterans, and children. Together, they will help raise awareness of mental health challenges and provide practical tools to those in need. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Farm Neighbors Care campaign aims to provide easy, accessible resources and foster a supportive community for farmers. With the added support of law enforcement, the campaign will be able to further promote mental health resources and connect individuals with mental health professionals and local services. For more information about the campaign, visit the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website. Corn farmers could be in for their worst year in close to two decades, economists say, as the Federal Reserve reports that crop prices remain unprofitably low in their latest assessment of economic conditions. Last week's Federal Reserve latest beige book largely, quote, confirmed things we were already thinking, unquote, according to Michael Legmar, a professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University, told Agriculture Dive, with dismal crop prices standing in stark contrast to the strong livestock sector. This is one of the worst years for corn and sorghum prices since the ethanol boom began in 2007, said Langmeyer. High input costs following COVID-19 have created more of a difficult environment for row croppers, though the decline in crop prices has provided a boon to the livestock industry by lowering feed costs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, and even warmer with a high near 80. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Wednesday, 72. And then it does get quite a bit cooler later this week. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you. Want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Maybe when I don't have so much going or quite so many
Dad.